So what I want to see is us starting to get back to the things we value most as Iowans as priorities. And one of the things that I've been very frustrated by is what I see as a deteriorating quality of life in this state for working families. When we talk about the things that have made us proud to be Iowans, quality public education, making sure we are a state that leads the nation in education, and not just in preschool through 12th grade, but in our community colleges, in our four-year universities, private and public, making sure that we have the resources for students who want to transition into apprenticeship programs and into the building construction trades, making sure we reach all those full potential opportunities. But when we underfund our schools, when we don't support our education system, our budget simply doesn't reflect those values. And so I see a threat there. I see a threat in terms of wage growth in this state. We're doing things to attract jobs with corporate handouts, credits, exemptions, giveaways, but not support sustainable economic development at the community level, something that we've seen from Democratic governors in the past, programs like Vision Iowa that partnered with local communities to address real needs for community improvement and economic development at the local level. So those are some things I think we ought to get back to, valuing our workforce as a priority, making sure we continue to offer the most skilled, educated, productive workforce for the next generation of Iowa's economy, and attract quality jobs as we do it.